This is a special occasion in parliamentary democracy.
Members on both sides.
Mr. Speaker, the Labor Party cannot be trusted.
I'd like to now address the House.
Mr. Harbourside Mansion.
Like a game of musical chairs, that's it.
Catherine Murphy, political editor of Guardian Australia, joins us tonight. Welcome.
Hello, how you going?
Good. So this afternoon, the bipartisan parliamentary committee charged with reviewing the government's proposed foreign interference laws has recommended 60 amendments. 60!
Mm-hmm. 6-0.
So the government has really come down a bit on this. They've compromised a bit. What do you make of the changes? Is this kind of a good balance?
Well, it's obviously a better balance. Let's be frank. Obviously, this bill was a bit of a botch up because we've had a series of amendments produced in the first instance by Christian Porter, who took over the Attorney General's portfolio from George Brandis, who's the architect of this bill. So he had a bunch of amendments first up. Then we've got another 60 from the Intelligence Committee after weeks of negotiations between the major parties. So one hopes that after weeks of negotiation between the major parties, this is a better, cleaner bill, because obviously foreign interference in Australian democracy is a serious issue. And we only need look at the debate that's happening in the US about Russia's alleged interference in the US presidential election to understand that this is serious and the challenge is pressing. So you would hope that our legislators are able to draft an effective balance between creating offences that will punish covert interference in Australian democracy and also defending basic civil rights and press freedoms. Now, a couple of the amendments associated with this package this afternoon go to that issue of press freedom. There'll be a two-step process before any prosecutions of journalists under this new regime. Now, I suspect that goes some way to ameliorating the concerns that some media companies had, but not all the way. So anyway, we hope this is better. I think that's all we can say.
Yeah, and of course the AG, the Attorney General, has to actually sign off publicly on those prosecutions. Does that also, do you think that does improve it?
Does it reassure you?
I have no opinions, Catherine Murphy.
No, I shouldn't do that, Patricia. Look, yes, obviously I think putting the buck with the Attorney General is better than the alternative. But it's discretionary, isn't it? I'm not entirely reassured by that, frankly. It's up to the discretion of the Attorney General whether or not the behaviour by the journalist in the public interest meets the tests under the legislation. It's probably as good as we're going to get. And again, I come back to that fundamental point. I don't want to make light of this issue. It's not an issue to make light about. And Christian Porter this afternoon is sort of raising. Well, we must legislate this urgently.
Yeah, he's saying we've got to get before the by-elections
coming up.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, yada, 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 right? So I'm not trying to make light of the threat. The threat is significant and serious. But again, it's always a balancing act with these sorts of proposals. We've seen a number of national security proposals from this government over its life, and a number of those have eroded press freedom, and I don't think we should be blasé about that either.
No, and look, the reason the government originally moved and now has moved even further on press freedom is this incredible unity between different media companies, you know, News Corp to Fairfax, ABC, Guardian, everyone getting together and saying this isn't good enough.
Yep.
Do you expect that again, that media companies are likely to say this is still not good enough, or is this going to be a compromise deal that the companies accept?
It's a little bit hard for me to predict. I don't think it goes like the companies had got to the stage where they basically said, just scrap this, go back to the drawing board, do it again. And obviously they haven't done that. They've ameliorated the provisions rather than gone right back to the drawing board. I think this is, well, it doesn't really matter, frankly, how the media companies respond now, because it's pretty obvious that there is now a major party agreement on this, and this is where the line's going to be drawn. But I do think we need to be vigilant about this issue, and it's very reassuring to me to see media organisations not brawling amongst themselves, but actually acting in concert to protect basic freedoms, because there's not a, there's no, we don't have a constitutional protection in Australia for press freedom, unlike the Americans, where our freedoms are very thin and they're very narrowly drawn. So we need to be very vigilant in making sure that we can, as a profession, do our jobs in the public interest, and also that legislation produced by the government has the desired end, which is to try and basically prevent Australian democracy being penetrated inappropriately by foreign actors.
So ultimately, your prediction is this is largely going to be the end of it, isn't it? If the Labor Party and the Liberal Party have got together and made this deal, it's a fait accompli.
Looks
this
like
is
it.
Now the legislation.
Looks like it. I think so, yes. But I think there is in the report, and I've only glanced at it quickly this afternoon because it's only very recently in the public domain, I think there is a proviso, Patricia, to have a review of this legislation by the National Security Monitor after a period of time, a couple of years or whatever, to see that it is in fact working. And we've seen in the past too, if, you know, we're talking a lot about the media element of this, and I apologise to the listeners because we sound very self-referential when we do that, but it is important. I think if media companies have a problem with this in practice, then we'll see another batch of lobbying in order to try and get a more effective balance between these two imperatives.
Catherine Murphy, many thanks for your insights.
Always a pleasure.
That's the political editor at Guardian Australia, Catherine Murphy, and already getting some texts on this. What about giving away our sovereignty through free trade agreements and their investor-state dispute resolution? Which governments have asked the people if they want this? Asks one person on foreign agents. This is RN Drive.